This weekend, I'm flying down to Atlanta, Georgia, all by myself. Paid for the ticket with my own money, and I paid over $200 to attend an audition camp to see if I have what it takes to get into Spirit of Atlanta Drum and Bugle Corps 2013 Color Guard. Whenever I tell someone this, the first question they ask is, "What is Drum Corps?" Drum Corps is basically the highest level of marching band you can get, except there's no woodwind players, just a bunch of brass, percussion, and color guard. There's two classes of corps: open class, where you can be at any age and pretty much at any skill level, and then there's world class, the most prestigious you can get. The requirements? You must be between the ages of 16 and 21, and you've got to be at least somewhat decent at what you do. Okay, just kidding, you have to be really good. The season lasts from mid-May to mid-August. From May to June, you're learning your show, usually around 13 minutes long. Then you go on tour around the U.S., competing and practicing your butt off for 12 hours a day, until about mid-August. You go to the Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, Indiana, and you partake in world championships.
Drum Corps International is proud to present Spirit of Atlanta!
The corps I'm trying out for is Spirit of Atlanta, based out of Atlanta, Georgia. They took 11th at World Championships last year, which is pretty outstanding. This summer, not only did I think about college a lot, I thought about corps. For the longest time, I wanted to march Blue Stars out of La Crosse, Wisconsin. My friend Carolyn marched with them this past summer, but when she came back and told me how insanely good their guard is, kind of scared me a little. With corps, you're training 12 hours a day, and the other 12 you're eating or sleeping. The way I get tough moves figured out is working on them by myself, not under the pressure of your director sitting above you on the 50-yard line. So I started looking at corps relating to the Blue Stars. I stumbled across Spirit, which had been in the back of my mind since I started thinking about doing drum corps back in early March. I looked at the tuition to march Spirit compared to the amount for the Blue Stars, and the cost was significantly lower to be part of Spirit. When I officially changed my mind, something felt right inside. Like when you know something is meant to be, or that it's just the right decision. It's the same feeling I had walking on campus at Columbia College Chicago. Felt right inside. Hopefully they see the same thing in me that I feel for them. They've announced their 2013 show, Speakeasy. The poster has a flapper girl with her finger to her lips. I'm guessing it's got jazz type of music and the guard will be dressed as flappers. When I was in dance, I was a character from the 1920s more times than I can count. And the fact that their show is from the same time period makes me feel so much closer to them already. I want to be part of that show so much. Can't even begin to explain it. So hopefully things this weekend will play out in my favor. Because I've had Georgia on my mind for a long, long time.
Georgia. Georgia. The whole day through. Just an old sweet song. Keeps that Georgia on my mind, on my mind. I said Georgia, Georgia. A song of you comes as sweet and clear as moonlight through the